This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Atamari e hoama, ko Michael O, tēnei. Anō, I know, I'm back. And you better get used to it because I'm pretty much taking over the program. Camille is concentrating more on everyday people, which is a great program. It's on Wednesdays in the morning, and it's a program you should schedule to listen to. Or if not, you can always catch it on the webpage as a podcast. Just go to, you know, www.arrowfm.co.nz, go to your favourite program, and there. If you're watching this on telly, the camera decided to have a look at the other side of the room just to see, where's Camille? She's not there. Oh, but there's Michael. If you're just listening on the radio, that meant nothing to you. Anyway, I'm here to tell you a few things of what's going on in the region, and I might as well remind you about the farmers' markets. You know, the one at Solway Showgrounds off Judd's Road is on every Saturday from 9 until 1. Again, if you're watching on the telly, you'll see me drinking something. What I've decided to do, I'm unhappy with my body. There, I've said it. I need to lose some weight. So I decided to do a bit of intermittent fasting. I shouldn't say a bit of intermittent. It's you either do it or you don't, right? So I'm starting the day with a honey and vinegar drink, and then not eating for quite a long while, till mid-afternoon. Interesting stuff happening with the cameras. If you're watching, it's going, do we really have to look at him? Can't we just look at some random part of the studio instead? I sympathise. Hey, I mentioned the farmers markets. So there's the one in Solway Showgrounds, but also Crop Up in Greytown. Don't forget about them. It's at the truck stop there on Main Street. 9 until 12 on Saturdays. They have all the usual stuff, fresh local produce, seafood and kitchen creations from Greytown and the South Wairarapa. And it's ultra fresh, obviously, because it's made there and gets to you fairly quickly. It's ultra sustainable and ultra tasty. Lots of ultras. So it's a pop-up place to get your fresh food. It's all about crops, coffee and community. I'm just, again, for those of you on the telly, the cameras are doing weird things. They're going, I just want to look at a different part of the studio. I'm losing interest in this guy. We'll wait till my intermittent fasting really kicks in and I become definitely worth looking at. Anyway, so there's local farm suppliers, growers, local backyarders offering their produce, as well as locally grown fruit. It's all local, locally grown fruit and vegetables, coffee, breakfast from Bicycle Kitchen, plus special guest pop-ups offering fresh caught fish. Picnic tables and umbrellas up there for you to just kind of hang and eat and see some people and chat. It's that kind of friendly face. I don't know why, but I'm going to play you a song about a bee. I'm going to play... I'm going to have a bee-focused set of music, so we're going to start off with that classic favourite, Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. Thank you. So Rimsky-Korsakov, The Flight of the Bumblebee. That actually... I don't need the Blue Danube right now. Sometimes my phone has got a mind of its own. Most of the time it's got a mind of its own. Are you finding more and more that AI and other things decide that they want to be hyper useful and friendly to you and keep shoving stuff at you that you didn't ask for? Is this the world that we're moving into? I don't. Yes, it is, obviously. Not so keen on it myself. I mean, I think AI is a wonderful set of tools for some great stuff that can happen. I'm really looking forward to how it will influence surgery, make heaps of things more efficient. Because what it is, it's a mixture of a massive database, right? It can just search for anything that's ever been written or researched or whatever and look it up. But also it's got algorithms to help it kind of analyze this stuff in useful ways. Trouble is, half the time it's in not useful ways too. So it's a mixed blessing. All right, so I played Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. Why? Because Wired It Up a Movie Night is the B-movie. This is at Fernridge School. Interestingly, it doesn't say when. Well, somewhere along here, I'll find out. I'll read it to you. Fernridge School, which, you know, is on Upper Plain Road. It's for advertising the Wairarapa's community urgency hub, emergency hubs, not urgency hubs. We all know about them. So bring your whānau, some cushions or a beanbag to get comfy and enjoy watching the B-movie with your community. They're going to provide popcorn and snacks as well as some drinks, but you're welcome to bring your own snacks too. Great opportunity to connect with your community. So it is about the community hubs, but you get to have a movie as well. Fernridge Community Emergency Hub, that's where that is. And emergency hubs, I'm guessing here, but they're useful in the case of an emergency, whether there's flooding or an earthquake or fires somewhere. The community can gather there and there'll be things in place to help make that useful. So, it says so now. It says these hubs are designed to empower communities by providing a space where people can come together after a major disaster to share resources, solve problems, and support one another. So throughout March, they're hosting community events at various hubs across the region to help people connect with their neighbours and build stronger, more resilient communities. So what you need to do is perhaps contact them, info@remo. Now, Remo is spelt W-R-E-M-O. info@remo.nz. I reckon go www or just do a Google search for Remo emergency hubs, and there's one at Fernridge, and that way you'll know exactly when this one is. So yeah, that's why that's why I played Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. I think I've got another one here. Should we have Monty Python, Eric the Half-a-Bee? All right.
One, two, three, four.
Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be a vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee, due to some ancient injury? Singing.
La-dee-dee, a 1, 2, 3, Eric the half a bee. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Eric the half a bee.
Is this a wretched demi-bee? Half asleep upon my knee, some freak from a menagerie? No, it's a Rick the Half-a-Bee. A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee, Eric the Half-a-Bee. Ho, 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 tee-hee-hee, Eric the Half-a-Bee. I love this hive employee, bisected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally. He loves him carnally, semi-carnally. The end.
Cyril Connolly?
No, semi-carnally.
Oh.
Cyril Connolly.
So that's Eric the Half-a-Bee. I'm just having fun here watching the cameras whizzing around the studio. I'm sorry for our radio listeners, you're not getting this. Maybe if every time it did it, I went... then you'd know. Anyway, what else is happening? There's the Soil and Soul Women's Food Forest Retreat. This is out by Castle Point. It's on the Marston Castle Point Road. It's Friday. Friday, that's today. Till Sunday, so whole weekend thing. Head to the... let me see. If it's from today, you really need to contact them. So, yeah, have a look. Food Forest Manager for Health. Head to the beautiful Wairarapa East Coast this March for a weekend food forest retreat. Tucked away in a beautiful forest setting, this small, intimate and grounding weekend offers the perfect balance of rest, relaxation and learning. Head there. So it's a beautiful forest setting, small, intimate and grounding weekend offers the perfect balance of rest, relaxation and I just said that. Anyway, they've got food forest magic, time in the Ngahere to renew, restore and gain the skills to create your dream edible forest garden. Beginner gardeners are welcome and will be well supported by the more seasoned gardenesses. Healthy local kai enjoy rustic camp food lovingly prepared in the outdoor kitchen and around the fire from fresh, locally grown ingredients. I want to be there, but it's for women. Immerse yourself in the taiao. Indulge in the gentle sway of a hammock, hit the beach for a surf, sleep under the night sky, or take in a sunset swim, or walk to Castle Point Lighthouse. Grow together, thrive together. In a world that often feels rushed and disconnected, gather with like-minded women ready to hit the pause button and reconnect. Come for the knowledge, stay for the manaakitanga. So, that's another one I'm going to say... Space is limited to 8 women, so yeah, better get on. I think what you might have to do is Google that one too. I went on to Event Finder and somehow didn't get given an address. So I think you need to go on to Event Finder and look up Soil and Soul Women's Food Forest Retreat. Do I sound like I'm not prepared this morning? Perhaps a tad. Honestly, the location was not mentioned. If you're really interested in it, you'll look it up because it sounds good. And it is happening on other days in March too. So have a look. Maybe try it a week away. Now, Carterton Event Centre, Trick of the Light presents the Suitcase Show. This is on Saturday, 7:30 to 8:30, part of the Wairarapa Arts Festival. A traveller arrives at a border with a stack of battered cases. From within them, whole worlds will emerge. Suitcase Show is an eclectic box set of short stories from multi-award-winning company Trick of the Light. So dark, spicy, comic, each one is told out of a suitcase. The tone is mysterious, the staging inventive. From lo-fi light and shadow play to wireless projection, from a wordless departure lounge dance between two disembodied hands to a narrated story that crackles from an old 70s stereo suitcase. I love that old 70s. That just seems like the other day to me. Coming to us straight from a season in Edinburgh, this captivating performance by one of New Zealand's most magical companies is sure to carry you away. Please note, it's a show for adults, so if you wish to bring young people to the event, we recommend they're 12 and over. Trick of the Light at Carterton Event Centre, Saturday, 7:30. Should we have another... why not? Let's have another B thing. Hang on, I just get rid of this. And here's another B thing. This is... I'm a bit far from the microphone. I've just got to get this up to full size. This is steam-powered giraffe with honeybee.
Without you, that I'll never know. yourself.
Hello, goodbye, I'm rather crazy, and I never thought I was crazy. But what do I know?
What do I know?
I let myself go.
I let myself go.
Ooh, honey. Nice to know you out. I find myself without you. Hello, goodbye. I'm rather crazy, and I never thought I was crazy. Hello, goodbye. It was nice to know you out. I find myself without you. Hello, goodbye. I'm rather crazy, and I never thought I was crazy.
So that was Steam Powered Giraffe with honeybee, yep, concluding our bee-themed music choices today. Just a reminder that stuff is always going on at Aratoi, the Wairarapa Upper Museum of Art and History, so go and take a look at Mickey, a pennant and a wedding, but lots of other things. Don't forget on Thursdays that the Thursday night food trucks that used to be outside of the town hall and now in the front car park of the Marston Club. Chapel Street. What else can I tell you? Oh, yeah, there's a farm bike thing going on, but it's a whole week away, but it is Friday. And since I start Friday morning and, you know, you need to get to this thing, it's at Pohatu Farm, which is in 13 Edward Feist Place, Masterton. So it's along a private 15K out back track with picturesque views of the South Pacific Ocean coastline. Stop off at Musterer's Hut, where you can indulge in lunch thanks to the Coffee Ride Cafe, before you turn back for some fun downhill sections. We take care of everything, they say. They've got a 12-seater van along with bike, trailer. Lunch provided by the Coffee Ride Cafe makes this day trip too easy, mate. So get in touch, look up Pohatu Farm, Google that, find out how to register for it, and you've got a whole week before you need to do that. All right, that was my, shall we say, slightly food-deprived show this morning. I am going to be intermittently fasting. Hey, for the rest of my life, maybe. And see if that makes me trim down and feel full of vigor. I'll let you know how that's going. All right, don't forget we've got a quiz night coming up. Arrow FM in conjunction with King Street Artworks and Wairarapa Word and Film Talks. And that's on the 10th of April at the Wairarapa School Hall. Wairarapa College School Hall. We're sending out, we've got posters around the place. Look on our Facebook page or any of those organisations' Facebook page and get an update on it. But book soon. There's a booking address on the posters and on our Facebook posts, because it's going to be a good night and we've got some fabulous art for an art auction. I'll talk more about that next time. Meanwhile, all I got to say to you now is, ka kite.